Session number 13651, reel number 3.
Page 303.
One of the stretcher bearers, Frank Hudson, who took me to a hospital, visited me in hospital and invited me to visit his home. Some years later, I married his daughter, Yola.
Now, can we go on to some of the raids that you attended after you returned to duty, after you'd recovered from your injuries, please?
I was now stationed at a newly built control centre, which was near Eastfield Road School, and promoted to district leader. On the 20th of May, 42, a message received that three bombs had been dropped between Scarborough Street and Avalock Street. This was immediately followed by a message amending the first one to read, "There was one incident caused by a plane crashing." Later, it was found to be the biggest bomb dropped in Hull and not a plane crashing. I was sent out to find if there were any fires and found this was a huge incident. There were no fires, but the incident officer, Police Constable 341, gave me a message to bring out three more rescue parties. And four messengers were sent from North West Hull to assist at the incident. On the 25th October 42 at 21:20 hours, I was sent to Walker Street with a messenger who hadn't been out before to an incident to give him some experience. There was one dead person who was killed leaving the public house. His son was terribly distressed and policemen were trying to calm him down.
Do you remember that very vividly?
Yes, I do.
How were they trying to calm him down?
I'm afraid he'd been drinking. He was really drunk. And they were trying to calm him without having to arrest him because of the circumstances.
Did the raids after you came back from injury seem a lot less worse than before?
Except for Scarborough Street, which was one of the biggest bombs to be dropped, and there was quite a lot of casualties. But things did start to quieten down, and then I went into the forces, and when I was in the forces we were examined by doctors, and I was told I shouldn't have been sent into the forces, and they sent that I had to see a psychiatrist. And this psychiatrist talked to me about my experiences in the air raids. And he said, you'll have to be made non-combatant. And so I spent a lot of my time in the forces on a staff of a German prisoner of war camp, which seemed a bit unusual, seeing that I'd been hurt by them. But I know my mother said to me, she said, although she'd lost her son and I'd been badly hurt, and she prayed for us every day of our lives, and she said to me, "I hope you won't hate the Germans." But to me it was as though people were possessed with evil, and it wasn't Germans or any nationality, but this evil that goes around. I clearly remember thinking that. My mother lost her faith for a time, and then one Saturday morning I remember her coming downstairs and she was back to her normal self, and she said to me, "I dreamt that Jesus and Jim were together," and her faith was back. And she spent most of her life then either working for Presbyterian Church or the Salvation Army. Yeah.
Did you hurt the Germans?
No. It was just as though, like what the Bible said, it's something evil in the world that takes over people. That's what it seemed to me.
Did you hurt the people who were carrying out the bombing?
No, I don't. I don't remember ever thinking about that. Not really.
Was it an army psychiatrist who said you couldn't take up the non-combatant duties?
I had to do non-combatant because to go into a fighting unit, he didn't think I would be suitable because although I was always frightened, I never expected to be hit myself. And his idea was you'd be more trouble to them than of any benefit.
This was the army, not the Air Force?
No, I tried to get in the Air Force, and this is how I come to get into the army, because I had a medical in the Air Force and they wouldn't have me. And they said to me, why not go to the army desk that was in the same place? And so I did, and I actually never had a medical to go into the army till I got in the army. But you see, my war came to an end then, because you see, I was away from the city that was being bombed and that, and I very rarely got to anywhere where there was being bombed after that.
You mentioned the oil bombs. What do you remember about them?
Well, they would seem to hit a building and then spread burning oil across the buildings. Like that.
Were they the most feared kind of bomb?
No, the landmine. The landmine was the most feared.
Why was that?
Well, you see, the landmine would hit the ground and the blast would go outwards. Whereas a bomb would more or less go mostly upwards. And I mean, like that Council Avenue incident, when you saw the earth that had been spread across Council Avenue, you know, which I reached and then got over, it was fantastic. And like the lady that was killed with her family, gassed, oh, it had sent the house downwards in the centre. It was a strange thing, was there. And of course it went for a very long way, did blast from those breaking windows and things like that. Yeah.
There's always a lot of discussion when it comes to the bombing of civilians as to whether the morale of civilians stands up to it. What did you feel about the morale of citizens in Hull during the Blitz?
Well, you never heard anyone say that things were getting out of hand at all. I mean, when you look back, it seems to be quite mad the way we used to go out, like with the ambulances. You didn't wait till a raid quietened down, you just went. Whether you would have done that later on as the war progressed, if it had gone on for more years, that I know on the wireless I once heard them talking about, this was a year or two ago, talking about women throwing a German parachutist into the fires on Ferrans Way, you see. Now, that absolutely is incorrect, because you never saw a soul out in an air raid. You only saw the people that were involved with anything. Another thing that gets me, when you see players about air raids and they have sirens going and bells ringing and whatnot, they didn't have such things. There was nobody around to do it. Need to do it.
I think you went to the funeral of a messenger who got killed on Beverly Road somewhere.
Yes, a street off Beverly Road. An incendiary bomb dropped on the top of a house, and the messenger and his father went up a ladder onto the roof, and while they were up there, a bomb dropped nearby and killed them both. And many messengers turned out for the funeral at Northern Cemetery.
Did you know this lad?
No, not that I know of, no.
Was he young?
He would be young, yes, because most of them were teenagers, you see. But we were asked to go through to the funeral. Announcement was made on the local radio, which was then Ready Fusion Wireless.
So there were a lot who turned out to his funeral?
Yes, there was. It was a sight to see going down Beverly Road, because one lad hadn't got his bicycle with him. And when it came to the funeral speeding up, the relatives stopped their car and picked this lad up and took him to there.
Was that before or after you were buried?
Oh, no, that was before.
So yeah. In 41?
Yes, in 41.